Kumlana Block Gemara. We'll start again from the two dots of Ayin Gimel of a base because we stopped right in the middle of the Gemara yesterday. Okay, everybody has the right Gemara today. Very beginning. The small ones. On the right. Ayin Gimel of a base. Ayin Beis on base. Sorry. Yeah. So start here from the very bottom of the page. Rav Shimon says that by the mincha of a kohenim, you say that it says in the pasuk that the entire mincha gets burned. Rav Shimon says we still do a kmitzah. However, we still did scoop out, scoop something. However, we burn the kmitzah on the mizbeach. But you know what we do with the leftovers? We also burn the mizbeach. So the question is, and then we asked also another question is that daf ein beis on the beis on the bottom. Sorry.
72B3.
Yeah. So basically we said that barley, that how do you know that the menachas of barley also the shirayim get eaten? So we said that anything that has a kmitza, the shirayim gets eaten. So we asked the question according to Rav Shimon, who holds that the shirayim gets burned, how does he know that you do kmitza and so on and so forth? So we brought the pasuk with chol mincha belula b'shemen. It says any mincha that's mixed, you know, that you stir with oil and or dry, lachol b'nei aron tiyah, we give the chol b'nei aron goes. So therefore, we said it's not talking about wheat, because we know already what happens to wheat. So it must be talking about barley. And if it's not talking about, it's talking about barley. It says the Gemara, are you telling me? Im eina inyan lecharavish talking about Shimon. The eina chenegidin through lecharavish also in b'hai lahachid yosis. That's what's coming for. Hamabayil is very posig where it says that it lechol bnei aron tiyah ish ka'achid. We use for some another drasha altogether. Menayin shechol menachik neizvachim. How do you know that a koyin cannot come along? So let's make a swap. I'll take your portion and your animal. You take my portion of mincha. Tamalayme. Therefore, it says a posig v'chol hamincha asher te'ofer. That any mincha you bake, like kol bnei aron tiyah, everyone from that mishpan has a right in it, and you don't swap. Ish ka achi vi, everyone like this next one. So yochal, I would have thought, okay, lo yeh yochal ku yishin. V'chol nasa macheshet, the pasuk says everything, counts everything. So the Gemara yochal lo yochal ku menacha kineg zvachim. Okay, maybe we don't do a mincha, a swap between a mincha and an animal because they're so far apart from each other. If somebody cannot afford, and those few avedas that we say you have a carbon oil of the yard, you cannot afford an animal. You bring a bird. If you cannot afford a bird, you bring a mincha. But so you cannot substitute a mincha for an animal. A bird is substitute for an animal. Fine. Avo yachalku. Avo yachalku menachais. Keneged oifais. But let us divide a mincha. Let us swap a mincha for a knife. Okay, we know that an oif is in the place of an animal and a mincha is in the place of a knife. So a mincha has no relationship to an animal, but a mincha does have a relationship to a bird, and a bird has a relationship to an animal. So maybe you can make an exchange. I'll give you my share in the mincha, and I want your share in the bird. If you cannot afford it, if you cannot afford even a bird, or a pigeon, or a dove, then you bring the mincha, the flower offering. Tamalimit says the chol nase b'macheshes, that chol b'nei aron tiyah. The word chol b'nei aron tiyah goes in every clause in that pasuk, including that any mincha is divided amongst all b'nei aron equally. Okay, yachol lo yichalke menachin oifin. Maybe a mincha and oif are so different from each other. Shalolu minit damim. This is an animal, that a bird. You know, you spray the blood, everything else. Shalolu minit kamachin. This flower. Okay. What about a bird with an animal? They're very similar, both living things. Maybe a bird and animal, and bedalus, if you're poor, you cannot afford an animal, you bring a bird. They're both blood. Maybe you can make a swap. The almachva, that's all extra. On the flat frying pan, again, that's extra. Must be in many Indians. I tell you what, that even a bird against an animal, you cannot swap. Okay, yachla would have thought lo yichalku oifus kineged zvachim shahalolu asi yosim biyad. Over here, an animal you shecht with a bird, you use your thumb, balolu asi yosim, because you use a knife. But maybe you should, you're allowed to swap one flour offering for another flour offering. They're identical. They both make my hand and both flour. The pasuk continues. And any mincha that's mixed with oil, okay, again, you cannot swap. So Yochav thought, maybe within mincha, the family, mincha, that different kind of minchas. La yechalkum machavat kenega machesh, as a flat frying pan versus a deep frying pan, or machesh kenega machvash, as umaseh, akosh, as umaseh, rakin. This over here, the maisim are tough, is hard, and this one here is much easier, and so on and so forth. But if it's identical, the motors are parandi are the same. Maybe I can make a swap. I'll take, you know, I'll give you up my share in this mincha, and you give me your share in this mincha. And if it's dry, again, I would have thought, okay, maybe in kachim, you cannot make these swaps. If pasnish is not suitable, but perhaps kachim kalim, we could make the swap. If it adds a pasik, ish ke achi echav, person like his brother, which again is extra, so must be. And the next pasik says, im al toida, because the next part says, "Imat Teida Yakrivenu," which is talking about a kachim kalim. So we see that we equate kachim kalim to kachim. That in all cases, you don't, there's no barter permitted. It's not a commodity. The Maltaida Kashem Shachalim, just like you cannot swap when it comes to barter, when it comes to kachim, nor can you barter when it comes to kachim kalim. Then the pasuk says, "Ish, what's ish? Come to teach you. Every word in this pasuk is superfluous. Ish, a man, ish chaylik, a man can divide a koyin va'fil a balmum, even if he happens to have a defect and he cannot serve in the Beis Hamikdash, but he's entitled to the carbon of that mishmer. So therefore, he's also included. The ain cotton chaylik, but a child, a minor, even though he can eat from it, does not get a share. Va'fil tam, and even if he is flawless." So the chayde, we very same pasuk we're using for all of these drashas. So how can you use the word v'chol to tell you that, for Rab Shimon at least, that by barley also we have a mincha, we split the kaimet from the that the shirayim go to the kain. Ahu mikol nafka. We say we learn from the word kol. This whole pasuk it says v'chol, which is extra, and all of this, so that comes include this whole all these things we learn from here. Didn't we use it also the drosh Rabbi Yishe Rabbi Yehuda to tell you that all the challahs have to be exactly the same, either all should be wafers or all should be kikin. Remember you had thick challahs or a kikin, and so Shimon said you can have half and half, and Rabbi Yishe Rabbi Yehuda said no, you can't. So either you all thin wafers or all thick wafers, move from this pasuk as well. Elahu mevikol, that's the vav, the extra vav. So we learn from the kol, and then from the Thai pasuk, everything in this pasuk comes to teach you a different did. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Asya, we learn out, but Tony Levi learned something totally different from what Levi learned out. What did Levi say? Tony Levi says, that's a pasuk, that this is what you should have a Kodesh HaKadoshim. All the mincha, the chat, the chom, ashishi, Kodesh HaKadoshim, the chol kabonim, the chol minchosim, the chol chatosim, the chol ashamim. What does it come to teach you? Kol kabonim, the rabbis, comes to teach you. That we're talking about the shiraim. How do you know the shiraim? The whole Gemara is talking about how do you know the shiraim of barley menachas, which is not written in the Feshan Pasuk, goes to the Kohen. So we brought this extra Pasuk over there that the barley goes to the Kohen. But according to Shimon, we use the Pasuk something else. How does he know? So we're saying, Lerabbas, from this Pasuk here, it says, it includes, it says, Kol Kabonim. What do you mean, Kol Kabonim? Because the pasuk Kodesh LeKadoshim L'Chor Hulav Anecha. This pasuk we learn out that it goes to your that this goes to the Kohen. What goes to the Kohen? All the Kabbanos and all the Minchas and all the Chattas. What do you mean all? What's it come to include? So called Kabbanos come to include that the Loig Shemen Shal Metzayda, they use a Loig of oil and Metzayda to put on his right thumbs. What about the earlobe? What about if there's anything left? What happened to leftover oil? It goes to the Kohen. So I mean, what do you need a pasuk for that? Why would you think it doesn't go to the Kohen? Savka, I mean, I would have thought, it says in the Pasuk, Mina Eish. It says, Kodesh Kedoshim Mina Eish, from the fire. I would have thought, Kasa Rachman, I would have only those things that go on the fire, and the balance of it, you know, the like Kmitzit goes on the fire. I would have thought that the balance goes to the coin. But like Shashemen, the oil that they place on the thumbs of the coin does not go on the Mizbech at all. So maybe the coin does not get the balance of the oil. That's why it says, Kol Kabonim. Kamashalon. L'chol minchasim. Then the pasuk says all the minchas. What's that coming to include? L'rabbis include minchas ha'emer u minchas kanois. that the mincha of the oimer is a communal carbon, and the mincha of the kanoiz, which is the saita, and I want that the kmitza, you use kmitza and the shiraim go to the kohen, and that you learn from this extra pasuk. Why would you need a special pasuk for this particular mincha that the balance goes to the kohen? Salkad that, I mean, I would have thought, it says a pasuk, v'ochlu oisa mashe kupa ben, the kohenim eat. Eat them because there's a kapara. I would have thought, which menachas does a kohen get a share in only with there's a kapara involved? However, Am Rachmana, v'hai lahatika asya, but the minchas o'ima is not a kapara for anybody. It's coming to be matir the new tavua. The minchas kanoyas is not a kapara. It's to tell us to sort out whether this woman was a saita or not, committed a sin. The mincha kanoyas is coming to sort out whether she committed a sin or not. And therefore, I would have thought that maybe the shiraim should not be eaten, kamashalom. That's what comes to teach you that no, that the l'chol minchasim to include these minchas. Then the pasuk says, l'chol chatosim, all of these end up with a kohen. What's l'chol chatosim? The rabbis to include chatas ha'oiv, that the kohen eats the balance of the oif. Why would you think otherwise? Salkin, I would have thought, neveli, you did malika. It's even the shchita. So I would have thought that maybe with children in the veila, that nobody could eat from it. The whole thing goes in the bech. Kamashalom, that it could be eaten. Now what? That it goes to the kohenim, and then the pasuk l'chol hashamam. What does that come to include? The rabbi is to include asham nazir, that the asham of a nazir goes to the kohenim, and the asham mitzayda, and the asham mitzayda goes to the kohenim. Says the gemara asham mitzayda behedik sibe. By asham mitzayda, it says clearly in the pasuk that you shecht it, and it says kikachatos ha'ashamu la'kohen. It says mefeir, it goes to the kohen. El rabbis, it comes to include that Asham Nazir is just like an Asham Mitzayda. Now, why would you think the Asham of Nazir is different? Again, it's not a kapara by a Nazir, the Asham. Salkam, I never thought, Lahach Shekaasi, what is it? What does the Asham do? It enables the Nazir now to go back and drink wine and everything else, and so on. Also, if he was Tamei, the Asham enables him that he can continue counting his Naziris, because he was Tamei, everything had to stop. So it's not a kapar, it's more of a matir. Kamashalon, that also the kohen eat from that. Kamashalon, that what? That the kohen eat from that. Then the pasuk says, Ashi yeshivu li, that they'll give back. What do you mean yeshivu give back? Zegezel ager, that's referring to if somebody stole from a ger, and then the ger died, he has no family. How do you do tshuva? Who do you give the money back to? Who do you reimburse? So you give it back to the kohenim, and you bring a carbon asham on the, because the fact is you swore that you never stole. And now that you swore false, you have to bring an asham, and the money goes to the kohenim. So it says the yeshivu, l'chohi ulevanech, all this goes to the kohen, even the gezel ager goes to the kohen, shalchohi, and that's a chiddush, that it goes to the kohen. Why should it reimburse the kohenim you stole from a ger? So the pasuk says it goes to you, and then the pasuk says...
You're stealing from an ordinary Jew.
No, you steal from a Jew, you got to give back to the family of the Jew.
Jew has no family.
Every Jew has family. You go to 20th cousin, you know, every Jewish family. That's right. Every Jew ultimately has family. Exactly. So what the prophet says, Shulchahi ulvanech, it's yours and to your children. What do you mean? Afilu lekadosh boy is a isha. Even that if you take that money, or you take any share of this milch or anything else, and you give it to a woman, you say, you kudish me with this, since the kohen has propriety, you would have thought that the kohen has allowed to eat it, but doesn't have ownership. Say, no, it's l'cha, it's completely yours, that you can go ahead and use it to marry a woman. Yeah.
What the purpose of the mincha is? It's a mati or to mevavi. Why can't I learn from that nozzle the moshe to say, well, nozzle, it's also the same type? What do you think? It's not a kobi. Or learn one from the other. Why do I have to have it in both?
Because each one is a different kind of a matir, I guess. Because the Oshem has a little bit of kapara. If you remember by a nozir, the very fact that you became a nozir, Shimon says, there's a tinge of kapara. And the other ones, there's nothing. Just a... Yeah.
Isn't a sota also a little bit of kapara?
No, not that mincha. It's only to see what the kapara is, her punishment, her misa.
Even though what's mevarer is not what's mevarer is the name, not the mincha.
It's a combination. Remember, we had a machlekes and seita. You know, if it matters if you did the water first, or which one comes first, if this is part of the process or not, it's part of that sorting out. Okay. Amar Avuna. Okay, so Avuna says. Anyway, so we include all these kabbanas. So that according to the whole Gemara he's talking about, according to the Pshat, we need to say that even those minachas that's not written in the Torah clearly, that the Shiraim go to the Kohen. We decided that any mincha that has a kmitza, automatically the Shiraim go to the Kohen. So we said, but according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds that there's a mincha that the Shiraim does not go to the Kohen, the mincha of a Kohen himself. The Shiraim does not go to the Kohen, he all gets brought to the Bech, and yet there's a kmitza. So the fact that it has kmitza doesn't prove anything. So we tried to learn out. So how do you take know, according to Rav Shimon, that the Shiraim goes to the Kohen? So we brought first the whole pasuk in the top of the page, and now we bring this pasuk here, where you see from all of these, from this pasuk, that every mincha, the Shiraim goes to the Kohen. If a goy donates a carb mincha to the base of Migdash, you should know that oyle is even a shlomim. If a goy says, I want to bring a shlomim, he made a neder, we'll treat it like an oyle, and or his mincha is treated like an oyle, which means the entire thing gets burnt on his bech. I can bring you a pasuk, I can also tell you its logic. When he does it, he's doing it for the Eibishter. He wants that the Eibishter should have it. He doesn't think about the Kohenim. That's why he decided to give it. So even though he used the word Shlamim, we know what his intention is. And his intention is he wants that the Eibishter should take the entire carbon. So therefore we burn like an oil. The top of the page is one of the Rishonim, I'm not sure who it is, and the bottom of the page is like Saviad. No. The rest of the Nochus, yeah, not the rest of the next few Prokhim, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying right from the beginning
of the Nochus. No. We're not sure. Less not sure. Here, definitely, we say that it's the top of the page is not Rashi. We think it's one of the Talmidim of Rashi. Because you see, a lot of the Rishonim is like word for word from the Rashi is here. But the Rashi himself is much shorter.
So the korban from the korban in the story Kamsa by Kamsa,
yeah,
with the emperor's meant to put a korban.
Yeah,
he didn't bring korban level of Shemai. He wanted to test the Eden.
Yeah, but still, what he would test? Yeah. So that's why we bring a crow as well. You buy same a crow.
Why does he say you buy same a crow, buy same as far?
And then he says all the way around first. In the Gemara, generally we have two ways of learning, and you always and each. Whoever the author of that piece of Gemara is has their style. Either the style is you go back to number one, number two. Other one is the last thing we mentioned is the first thing we talk.
Yeah, but
this is one question. It's not two different questions. It says a pasuk that it says ish ish beis. That's what we learn that a goy also ish a yid or a goy who brings a carbon, and it says asher yakriv that will bring a carbon. The pasuk says, and for this very pasuk, learn how to go. He talks about Yakir Hashem le'oila. It seems like everything has to bring an oila. Call the mikveh oila lehavir. Whatever they bring is treated like an oila.
So when the guy brings it, when he says, "I want it to be a shlam," because he says, "I want to be a shlam," not that I want to eat what's part of it, and the kohen eat the other. Is that what the kohen?
Well, maybe that would be enough minute of the two answers in the Gemara. You can say leave it to Shemayim, but it clearly stipulates.
What is he saying?
Exactly. So maybe that's enough minute to answer the Gemara. Good. Ask a question. It says, a guy who offered to bring a shlamim, nastanli Yisrael, if he gave it to a yid, Yisrael oichlan. For example, if a yid had to bring a karma shlamim, and he tells the yid, you know what? Here's an animal. I want you to bring it up as a shlamim. It's my animal, but I want you to have it as a shlamim. So then the yid can eat from the carbon. Yisrael oichlan nosn l'koyin. If he gave it to a koyin and he said to the koyin, "I want you to have it," a koyin oichlan, the koyin can eat it. So right now we don't understand pshat in the Gemara. So the chayit, it sounds like to me that a goy brings a shlamim. So the Gemara says, "No, I'm a rabbi kamba. I'm a nashis chab Yisrael." So here, if it clearly stipulates, I'm giving it to the yid in order that it should be a kapara for him. Oichlan Yisrael can eat it. I'm a nashis chab koyin koyin oichlan. So in other words, it's not I which either way, because in this way it sounds like he actually gave it over to the yid. It's the bailis he gave over to the yid as well. Yeah. Most of Rashi's the question says, Eilu menachas nikamotze, the following kabbonis. You do a kemitza v'shirayin l'kayinim, and the balance goes to kayinim, and one of them is minchas oivigachavim. It's clearly here that it's treated like a shlamim, that what? That part of it is eaten by the kayin. Amarechim l'kayin, you're right, it's a machlekes. Hora Beis Gluli, Hora Bakiva. And here he doesn't stipulate anything. Sounds like stam, mina stam. By a mincha, the shirayim goes to a koyin. L'chayda, you said before, the pasuk says that she'akivu l'Hashem l'oyla, that everything he does in oyla must be machleket tanoim. What's going on here? The tanan yimilin, the braise, it says a pasuk, it says ish, because the end of the pasuk, it says ish, ish of Beis Yisrael, and we learn out from the second ish that it means a goy. Ish, matam, lem, ish, ish. Why does it say ish, ish? The rabbis have come and include a goy. Shenoidrim, nedarim, venedavas, ke Yisrael, that they can offer up voluntary kabbalahs like a yid. And then the pasuk includes a yakrivu la Hashem la oila, ainli ela oila. All I know is an oila. Shlamim inayin, how do I know shlamim? Tamalaymer comes to tell you nidrehem. How you know shlamim as well? It says in the pasuk nidrehem, it says l'chol nidrehem, l'chol nidvoisim. So it's clear that they can give a shlamim as well. Toidim inayin, tamalaymer nidvoisim. If a guy wants to donate a bird, he wants to donate wine. It sounds like nesachim on its own. You can make nesachim. You don't necessarily have to tag the nesachim to a carbon. You can donate nesachim on its own. Obviously, he doesn't touch the wine. He gives them the money and he buys wine or whatever. It could have said nidrehem lechol nidrehem nidvoisim lechol nidvoisim. It says what calls so it means comes include all these extra things. In kema tam olayim. So why say oila? Why the pasuk can finish off ashe yakriv l'Hashem l'oila? Sounds like it's limited to oila. Oila prat l'nezidus to tell you that he can bring stam and oila, but he cannot bring the oila of a nazir. No, if a goy said I want to be a nazir, then I want to bring the kabbonis of a nazir, that he can't. Stam oila he can bring. So according to the different rabbis, what's Rabbi Yisrael clearly say that a goy can bring a shlamim, he can bring a toyd, he can bring whatever any cover he wants. He argues with the first braisa. He holds that a goy can bring anything he wants, which is what we learned by mincha of a goy. The balance of it goes to the koyin. However, Rabbi Kiva says, "Asher yakrivu l'Hashem la'oila engli ella oila bevad." What does Rabbi Kiva clearly say? Rabbi Kiva says no, that no other carbon can he bring, only an oila. So the first. Okay. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva says that he can only bring an oila and no other carbon. And so the previous price that says that, you know, you can only bring an oila, the top of the page, is Rabbi Kiva. Says your mother, so you said according to Rabbi Yisrael, the oil is coming to exclude the oil of a nazir, that a goy cannot become a nazir. V'hai prad l'nazidus. V'hai prad l'nazidus. M'hocha nafke, m'hocha nafke. You're telling me, learn from here, we learn from elsewhere. It says in the pasuk, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, where it talks about a nazir, it says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, v'amar talem, ish o isha. So it says clearly, why do I need the pasuk of oila to exclude a goy from becoming a nazir? We have a favorite pasuk when the whole parsha of naziris is introduced. It says clearly, "Dabra b'nei Yisrael, idne na goy." So Gemara says, "Ima hasam." If that pasuk alone, have I mean, I would have thought korban udololaisa. I would have thought. If we only had the first posse, the carbon oila, I would have thought that a guy cannot bring, he can become a nazir, but he just can't bring the kabbonis. There's an oila and a chattis and a shlomi. He cannot do that. That's what he cannot bring. But, yeah, however, I would have thought, but a nazir, he can be, kamash shalom, that he can't. Hard to understand. So then you just bring the posse of nazir, that he can become a nazir, and obviously he cannot bring the carbon oila of a nazir. Because he can't be, if he can't be a nazir, what's a carbon? Why do we need both? It's as if we're following the Seder and the Torah. You know, that pasuk is written first, and therefore first is coming to Memayi the carbon, and then it's coming to be Memayi the whole concept of the Zidus. Think about it. Come on, Ozlas, who's the author of the following? Now we learned, Amr Pashim and Shivad Vavishke Bezdin. Seven things the Bezdin were Masakin, Zechem, and one of them was, Oyve Kachavim Shasholach Oylosei. Maybe didn't say, yeah, a guy sent a carbon oil from overseas. Veshilach Iman Nesachea. If the guy sent along with it in the Sachim, Kravim Mishaloi, we'll use the guys. But the guy did not send Mishal Tzibur, but he did not send, we will send from the community. So it sounds like must be, we're accepting from the guy two things. The carbon and the wine. And remember, according to Rabbi Kiva, the only thing a guy can donate is an oila. So this must be Rabbi Yisrael Gluli, Lame Rabbi Yisrael Gluli, Rabbi Kiva. This must be Rabbi Yisrael Gluli, not Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, I feel Tehama Makiva, you mixed up. There's two kinds in the Sachim. When does Rabbi Yishai Gula Makiva argue about the Sachim if you bring in the Sachim on its own? The Yishai Gula says the guy can donate a carbon to Sachim on its own with no animal attached. And Rabbi Kiva says he can't. But if it's ancillary to the actual carbon, which Rabbi Kiva says he can bring in Oila, surely he can bring the wine that comes with it. Oila v'chol chavrta. Rabbi Kiva's idea that Oila includes also all the associated things with it as well. So who's the author of the following? But I say Ezra, a citizen, Ezra, maybe in the Sachim. It says Kola Ezra should do this to bring an each and every Hashem. And throw him in the Sachim there. It says Ezra, a Yisrael, a citizen, maybe in the Sachim. The aim, no, Oivik, a Chavim, maybe in the Sachim. A guy cannot bring the Sachim. And Sachim on its own. Yochel, I would have thought, loy tehei oilos Sachim. I would have thought, if he cannot bring the Sachim on its own, maybe his animal also does not come with the Sachim. Tamalayme, therefore, it says the Pasik, Yisrael should do kocha. It says kocha. Tell the kocha, that every carbon requires the Sachim. Right now, the more things that even the animal does not come with the wine by a goy. If it's Rabbi Akiva, he holds even wine on its own, you can bring. So obviously, the Braisa cannot be Rabbi Akiva because the Braisa says he cannot bring his own wine. And right now, the Braisa seems to be saying the wine with the carbon you can bring, and right now, the Gemara still thinks Rabbi Akiva holds that they're only the animal without the wine. If you can say remove wine from when it says there that he cannot bring, we would have thought he cannot bring wine, take away the word wine, because he could bring wine on its own. Or he buys Ema Rabbi Akiva, or you could say Rabbi Akiva. Or go back to the previous rites. Rabbi Yishai Gula labels, mentions all these things. He can offer levoina, he can offer wood. Take away the word wine. Wine he cannot offer because he have this pasuk that says that no, that only an ezer can bring it and not a goy. Tell you what, right?
It's the money for all the ingredients. Over and above the wine, the issue of the Yamesa, the other one could be the stomach. There was the flour and the work of the stomach.
Okay, Rav Shimon says Minchas Chayta Shel Koyanim. Rav Shimon holds a Minchas Chayta of Koyanim. What happens? The Kemitzah goes on his Bech. The Shiraim also goes Bech separately. So, how do you know? How does he know this? Rabbi learned. Says a pasuk that if a Koyan sinned, he brings a Mincha, and the Koyan will be forgiven on his Chata that he sinned. And it says a pasuk for Hoisa La Koyan, it should be to the Koyan like a Mincha. And the other pasuk says that the mincha of a kohen gets totally burnt. What do you mean it should be to the kohen like a mincha? Those words, v'hoysa la kohen kamincha, what does that mean? Shetehei avodas sok sheira boy. That he himself can bring up his own carbon. Ata oime shetehei avodas sok sheira boy. That comes to teach you that a kohen can bring his own minchas chatas. Looks like he can bring a minchas adava. He can offer up his own minchas chatas. But the shiraim does not go to him. Maybe it comes to tell you that what? When it says in the pasuk, that the shiraim go to the coin. There's another pasuk that says, clearly, it gets totally burnt. You shouldn't eat it. Maybe minchas nidvasei. Maybe to reconcile two psukos like this. When it comes to an offering, a voluntary offering, over the attack, you get totally burnt on the mizbech. When it comes to Michas Chayte, there he can eat it, because it says in the pasuk that it should be like an ordinary mincha. Avol chevasei teina chelet, because we had before, v'ochlu oishra shechupa behem. Part of the kapar is that part of it has to be eaten. So maybe the Michas Chayte has to be eaten. And when it says l'koyin kimincha, means other minchas. Tamalayim, it says v'hoishu l'koyin, it should be to the koyin kimincha, like his mincha. Makish chevasei in the vasei, we're comparing it to the mincha of a koyin. And what do we know, even your Maidah, what do we know about a voluntary mincha of a kohen? Man nidvase, just like the voluntary mincha of a kohen. Ein in the chelos, he doesn't eat it, gets totally burnt. Av chevase, ein in the chelos, not get eaten. Omer Rav Shimon says, v'chi nema, does it say, v'hoysa la kohen kemichasoi? Does it say in the pasuk it should be completely like his mincha, which means it just gets totally burned as mech? So in one respect, it's like an ordinary mincha of Yisrael. In another respect, it gets totally burned. How does that work out? Must be. What do we normally do with a mincha of Yisrael? We do a kmitza, and then we have a shirayim. So the mincha is chayt of a kohen. We do the same thing, have a kmitza and a shirayim. And then we're comparing it to the mincha and the dove of a kohen. And what do we do with mincha dove of a kohen? We burn the entire thing in mizbech. What do we do with the kmitza and the shirayim? We burn them both in mizbech. But we need a kmitza, because the other pasuk compares it to stam a mincha. It doesn't say kimin chasoy, like his own mincha, which is like mincha's nadava, which is totally burnt. It says kimincha, like a stam mincha, which is do kmitza and shirayim. And then the teachers, the other pasuk which says that it should be kol tia, is coming to tell you, and it says like koyin. Okay, well, I never mincha lahakis minchas chayte shal koyin is chayte shal Yisrael. Ma minchas chayte Yisrael, ordinary mincha by Yisrael nikmetzes. Av mincha koyin nikmetzes. I im ma minchas chayte shal Yisrael nikmetzes v'shiren nechalin. The balance is eaten. We would have thought av mincha chayte koyin nikmetzes shiren nechon. Tamal I can teach you la koyin. Then the pasuk lakoyin kemincha, it should be like it's lakoyin. We mean lakoyin, lakoyin kemincha v'loyli ish kemincha. That what? That it should be like a koyin's mincha, and that's not the mincha. What? So what way should it be? So what should it be? Hakeitzit koyimitz kader ba'atzish and kolatzmas. So in one respect, it's like everybody else's. We have a kmitz and shirayim. In another respect, it's like a koyin, with the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbech. So that's how Shimon learns his din, and we'll continue tomorrow.